Shishi of Vayeru, we have the death of Avram Avinu. The truth is, earlier in the Sedra, when we had the Shlichus of the Eved, we're already told that Avram Zaken Baba Yamim Vashem Birachas Avram Bakol, and all the different deos there in Chazal, whether Bakol is Ben, Begematria, or Bas, or a daughter named Bakol, or the fact that he didn't have a daughter, so he didn't have to worry about, you know, her intermarriage with Canaan, whatever exactly it is. And here we have a similar pasuk, right? Avram Zaken Bayamim Vashem Birachas Avram Bakol, but this one there's an sort of an extra nuance. Vayamos Avraham B'seva Tova Zaken V'Saveya Vayasef Elamav. So Zaken V'Saveya and Seva Tova are very, let's say leading expressions. Rashi, right, highlights the idea earlier, you know, V'atata Vo Avosecha B'Shalom Tikaver B'Seva Tova. Back in Parsha Shlach Lecha, to be referenced to the tshuva of Terach, Mitzad Echad, and Yishmael, Mitzad Sheni. Here the Ramban emphasizes the term Sviya, V'achalta V'savata U'V'rachta, Zokein V'saveya. And the Ramban's motif is that, typically in life, Ein Adam Yotzei Min Olam V'chatzi Tavosav B'yado, Oiv Kesef L'yis B'kesef. But for the tzaddike, chaside elyon, it's a different story. There's a sense of svia. They don't want anything which is unnecessary. No sense of redifas hamamon, redifas hamachalos, no excess. Zaken v'saveya, a sense of having all that is needed and all that they would want. So just to put this Ramban in context, I think it does require a little bit of context to appreciate. This seems to be, in my judgment, sort of the perfect capstone to the life of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu started out life as a ra'ev. Lo rav lalachem, lo tzam alamayim, kim lishmoa, divrei Elokim. And, he strove, and he worked 37 years, so she does Avraham Milchusavarazar, Perek Aleph, right, kevan shenigmalei tanzo, ben arbaim shana, hikir, Avraham Avinu is baro. V'lo hayalam lamed, v'lo modia davar, mushka berakasdim, ben ovde kochavim, v'hu oved imohem, and he sought, and he searched, he was dorish, v'choker, achikir Avram Avinu asbaro. And then he didn't stop, v'ayosef Avram continued on, asar nisyonus nisnasa Avram Avinu v'amad b'chulan. It's a life of striving, a life of being ra'ev l'dvar Hashem. And at the end of Avram's life, there's a sense of completion. The mission is complete. Avraham zaken baba yamim. And then, vayamus Avraham b'siva tova zaken v'saveyo. And here, I think the Ramban's point is well taken. The sense of understanding and appreciating the role that materials have in this world, even though it really was Vashem Berachas Avram Bakol, Vavram Kaved Mod, he massed great wealth, and he was able to pay, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef over La Socher, he didn't lack for anything in that regard. The reality is that I think Avram's sense of Sviya goes beyond simply the material realm. To be sure that Avram understood the proper place of materials as a means to an end, but I think the Sviya here, b'seva tova zaken v'saveya, is that all that Avram had searched for, all that he was seeking, right, in a world where v'lo hayilo melamed v'lo modia davar, in terms of spiritual succor and sustenance, in terms of Lasas ha'emes mipneishu emes, in terms of Avraham ohavi, in terms of that constant sense of being mivakesh espanav, all of that came to its culmination with the death of Avraham. As long as there was breath, kolod asher nishmas ruach chayim be'apav, he was dorish v'choker v'rodef, he chased after it. And when Avraham died, he died in a state of sevia. They'd seen all there was to be seen in terms of Drishas Hashem, in terms of being Mavakesh Espanav. Avram had achieved all that he had set out to achieve in that way, and that created the circumstances of his death as one of Sviya. Lo rav lalechem, v'lo tzom alamayim kim lishmoa divrei Elokim. Avram Avinu was the greatest Mavakesh Hashem that ever was. Avraham Avinu sacrificed everything. He was moser his own nefesh. He was willing to be moser as Beno, as Yechido, Asher Avo, as Yitzchak. And in the end, with the greatest seeker of all time, the person who was the hungriest, Lishmo Adivrei Elokim, left this world in a state of Sevilla. He left the world having completed and fulfilled his mission, not just in personal sense, Asher Hikir Avraham Avinu as Baro, but as we have earlier in the Sedra, Elokei HaShamayim, Elokei HaAretz, Shehikri, Shemo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu B'fi Kol Birya, in terms of being Av, L'chol Bayi Olam, the Rambam's expression, Shenichnas and Tachas Kanfei HaShechina, Lashon of Chazal, Avram Tchilo L'Geirim, charting a path for all those who in future generations would continue to seek and to search out a sense of truth. Shehikri Avraham Avinu Esbaro became a paradigm, and he was able to leave this world, the greatest Ra'ev, Lishma Devre Elokim, in his state of Sevilla, Vayamos Avraham B'seiva Tova, Zaken V'saveya. He was satisfied, not only in the material sense, but in the spiritual sense as well.